今天我们继续再讲这个圣殿里面，但是神所预备的一切。
So today we'll continue to talk about the temple and everything that God prepared inside.
那我们讲过呢，当我们的模式正确的时候呢，神的荣耀就会建立。
So we talked about before that when the method is correct, the glory of God will come upon us.
那我们今天可能有一些弟兄姐妹或者朋友呢，对主的认识好像比较浅。
So there might be some brothers and sisters here who don't know too much about God yet.
但是我们的信息呢，可能比较深。
So our today's message might be a little bit deep.
但是呢，现在神呢是抓紧时间在做快速的工作，因为时间不多了。
But right now, God is making the most of the time to do His work really quickly because there's not much time left.
因为你会发现世界上的好多事情都在加速，神要来拯救世上的人。
Because you can notice that lots of things on earth is moving at a very fast pace, so God wants to save.
你会发现呢，好多神迹奇事会发生在刚信主的人身上或者不信主的人身上。
And so you will realize that even miracles will happen on those who are new believers or those who haven't even believed yet.
过去你可能认为这个人，哎呀，他的灵性很好，他的生命很好，他很爱主，神迹奇事发生在他身上是应该的。
Before you might think, oh, this person is so spiritual, they really love God, miracles happening on them is very normal.
但是以后的日子你会发现，好多人刚信主或者没信主，神迹奇事就发生在他们的身上。
But then, in the future, you'll see those who just believed or haven't believed, miracles will still happen on them.
这也是圣经里面所描写的，不是我在随便讲。
And this is what has been written in the Bible itself.
你发现耶稣几乎医治的每一个人都是不信主的人。大家记得吗？圣经里面每一个人都是先医治后信主的。
Yeah, you notice in the Bible when Jesus heals people, usually they're not believers. First they got healed, then they believed.
那好多被医治的人呢？那些法利赛人觉得他不配的，他为什么会受医治呢？为什么神迹会发生在他身上呢
？So many of those who got healed, the Pharisees thought they didn't deserve it. Like, why did they get to be healed? Why does miracles happen on them?
因为这是神的爱。
Because this is God's love.
也是神的大能。
This is God's mighty power.
神的救赎。
This is God's salvation.
是给一切愿意相信的人。
It's for all who are willing to believe.
一切呼求主名的人。
All who call upon the name of the Lord.
因为时间不多了。
Because time is not.
在这个时候，神要来大收割一大批的灵魂，这些灵魂都在呼求，他们在找一个出路，他们不知道为什么这样，世界上发生的一切，觉得明天更美好，发现明天更让人慌张。
Because God is starting a new, a big harvest, and there's lots of people on this earth who don't know what life is for, and they get more anxious every day.
所以大家期待着，就是当我们不管是讲什么道，不管是怎么样的敬拜，不做什么的时候呢，以主耶稣的名做的时候，你会期待着神迹奇事要发生在我们的中间。
So now let's have anticipation that God's miracles will happen among us, no matter what we talk, the message we talk about today or what we're doing.
因为每一个灵魂，每一个生命都非常重要，在神的眼里。
Because every soul and every life is very important in God's eyes.
也期待着神迹奇事要发生在我们的家里面。
So anticipate that miracles will also happen in our homes.
我们好多人为我们的家人已经祷告多年。
Lots of us have already prayed for our families for many years.
要期待着suddenly，很快。
So let's anticipate that suddenly
事情发生了。
The miracle will happen.
所以呢，今天我们在讲到这个圣殿的时候呢，就是我们将看到这个神多么奇妙，在几千年前已经预备了这个耶稣的救恩，在这个圣经里面就写在里面。
So today we will look at the temple and we see that thousands of years earlier, God has already prepared the salvation from the Old Testament.
你就知道神的话语多么的奇妙。
And then you will know how amazing God's word is.
我们会更加更深地认识我们的神是多么可靠的一位神。
Then we will get to know more about how God is such a reliable God.
那其实呢，自然界的好多东西，就像罗马书第一章讲的，都在彰显了他的勇能和圣性。但是呢，我们好多时候忽略了。
So like in books of Romans, it says that everything in nature is there to glorify His name.
你知道我们每一个人今天长成是什么样子，对吧？其实，在你娘母亲怀胎的那个时候已经决定了，对吧？那你的 DNA 的那个你长得怎么样，都已经决定了，是不是？
Yeah, Yeah, for example, like the way you look now, when you were conceived in the old DNA and everything has already been decided, right?
那所以呢，你就发现旧约里面呢，在几千年前已经预言到耶稣基督怎么样来，怎么样死，怎么样来形成他的教会，这是一点不稀奇的。
So, when you see that in the Old Testament, it already prophesizes how Jesus is going to come and how he's going to build his church. That's not surprising at all, right?
所以当我们在听道的时候，当我们在敬拜的时候，我们期待着神迹其实要发生，因为神就在我们的中间。
So that's why when we pray and we worship and listen to message, we anticipate that miracles will happen because God is among us.
那么今天我们再次的继续讲这个圣殿里面的一些摆设。
So now today let's continue talking about some of the setup in the temple.
我请阿文弟兄放一下这个圣殿的平面图。
And Alvin will display the image of the.
我们今天是第十二节。
So today we're talking about the 12th chapter.
那我们讲到呢，就是说每一个门呢都是通过耶稣的宝血进来的，那四种颜色我们讲。
So before we talked about the four colors that you encounter when you go come through the doors.
那神的百姓呢就进到这个外院。
什么什么？
百姓。
So God's people will come through into this courtyard.
但是祭司呢就进到圣所和至圣所要来服侍神。
But then the priests go into the holy place and the holy of holies to serve.
那简单的来讲呢，祭司就是神拣选他要服侍。
So simply put, the priests are the people that God has chosen to serve.
那我们每一个基督徒呢，在新约里面，每一个人都是祭司。我们不仅仅是神的百姓，也是祭司，也是参与在服侍里面。
And so in the New Testament, all of us believers, we are priests. We're not just the citizens. We are God's children on earth.
所以呢，成为祭司的时候，不仅仅是带着自己的祭来献祭，啊，为自己的罪啊，这个那个来献祭，而是呢，我们要来进到里面，神的更离神更近，要来进入更深之处。
So as a priest now, we not only bring our things to sacrifice, but we also go into the holy place to become closer to God.
这里服侍的时候呢，就有这个金灯台，我们讲的，还有呢，橙色饼。
So when you're serving in the holy place, we talked about there was a seven-branch lampstand, and there's also a table of showbread.
那上次呢，我们讲到这个金灯台。
So last time we talked about the lampstand.
我们就成为神的金灯，赞扬为神来发光。
We need to be a lampstand for God to emit light for Him.
那同时作为祭司呢，也在服侍这个灯帐。
And at the same time, as a priest, we are also here to serve this lampstand.
我们有两处，我们一方面先接受神的这个来服侍，在我们的里面，完了以后呢，我们也在替他在发光。
There's two parts. First, we need to receive God's light from Him, and then we emit light for Him.
那今天呢，我们要见这个 table 这个桌子。那其实呢，这个大家看到这个名字 Altar of the Incense， 就是说香炉呢是离至圣所最近，在希伯来书里面把它算在至圣所里面，那是祈祷的服饰。
So you can see the altar of incense, it's the thing that's the closest to the Holy of Holies. So in books of Hebrew, it actually refers to it as being in there.
所以你如果认识到祈祷是最重要的服侍，说明你的神命，你的灵里面跟神的一个关系，或者神对你的训练，你已经不能用进入一个很成熟的阶段。
So if you can recognize that prayer is the most important way to get close to God, then your life is your spiritual life is more mature now.
好多人可能认为我查经很重要，传道很重要，做见证很重要，对吧？神的话语很重要，这些都很重要。但是呢，你如果能够意识到，祷告是最重要的服侍，你知道你的生命不再一样。
Lots of people, we think reading the Bible is important, listening to message, sharing testimony, etc.But if you can realize that prayer is the most important form of service, then your life will not be the same.
圣经里面摩西的神迹在什么时候发生？都在祷告的时候发生，对不对？
Yeah, in the Old Testament, when miracles happened to Moses, when did it happen? It's when he was praying.
不是在查经的时候发生。
No, when he was
reading. 查经当然很重要。Okay.
Of course, it's important.
今天我们就讲查经。
Today we'll talk about
查考圣经。
Today we'll talk about reading the Bible。
那就是说，今天呢，我们要讲到，就是说，在进入这个在幔里境的时候呢，这两个祭司服侍的非常重要，一个是金灯台，就是那个器，有个七个灯上的一个金灯台啊，在发光。
So today we're talking about as you're entering here, the service of the priests are important. First is about the lampstand.
另外另一边呢，放的是这个叫做陈设饼，或者那个桌子。我们要讲这个桌子，不仅仅是饼，其实它有三样东西。
On the other side is the table of shortbread. It actually has two components, including the table.
我们来请弟兄放一下这个。
So let's see what the table of shortbread looks like.
这个地方呢？我们来读一下圣经啊，圣经非常重要，我们一切都要根据圣经来讲。在出埃及记二十五章。
Exodus 25。
二十五章的二十三到三十。
Verse 23-30。
要用皂荚木做一张桌子，长二肘，宽一肘，高一肘半。
Make a table of acacia wood, 2 cubits long, 1 cubit wide, and 1.5 cubits high.
要包上金金，四围镶上金压边。
Overlay it with pure gold and make a gold molding around it.
桌子的四围各做一丈宽的横梁，横梁上镶着金压边。
Also make around it a rim a hand breadth wide and put a gold molding on the rim.
要做四个金环，安在桌子的四角上，就是桌子四角的上的四角。
Make four gold rings for the table and fasten them to the four corners where the four legs are.
安环子的地方要挨近横梁，可以窗台，窗杠抬桌子。
The rings are to be close to the rim to hold the poles used in carrying the table.
要用皂荚木做两根杆，用金包裹，以便抬桌子。
Make the poles of acacia wood, overlay them with gold, and carry the table with them.
要做桌子上的盘子、挑羹，并奠酒的爵，或饼，杯瓶，这都是要用金金制作的。
And make its plates and dishes of pure gold, as well as its pitchers and bowls for the pouring out of offerings.
又要在桌子上，在我面前常摆陈设饼。
Put the bread of the presence on this table to be before me at all times.
那我们在刚信主的时候读这些经文的时候就跳过去了。
So when we first become new believers, when we read these verses, we just skip over.
所以那时候读经跳过去的，今天我们就补上。
So the verses that we skipped over before today, we will make up for.
大家先看到呢，这里面不仅仅是饼啊，讲到什么，桌子上有盘子、挑羹，对吧？并奠酒的爵和瓶。
So here,
还有其他的东西，这不仅仅是饼。
So you see that it's not just bread. There's many other things like the plates, dishes, pitchers, bowls. So it's not just the bread.
那我们看看利未记，另外一些经文呢，就补充说明这些，这个桌子啊。
So let's look at the book of Leviticus. Some of these verses will help.
啊，在二十四章。
Chapter 24.
一到九节。
1-9.
耶和华晓谕摩西说：“要吩咐以色列人。”把那未点灯倒成的青橄榄油拿来给你，使灯常常点着。
The Lord said to Moses, "Command the Israelites to bring you clear oil of pressed olives for the light, so that lamps may be kept burning continually."
在会幕中法柜的幔子外，亚伦从晚上到早晨，必在耶和华面前经历这灯，这要做你们世世代代永远的定例。
Outside the curtain that shields the Ark of the Covenant Law in the Tent of Meeting, Aaron is to tend the lamps before the Lord from evening till morning continually. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come.
还要在耶和华面前常收拾金金灯台上的灯。
The lamps on the pure gold lampstand before the Lord must be tended continually.
你要去西面烤成12个饼，明饼用面依法1/10。
Take the finest flour and bake 12 loaves of bread using 2/10 of an ephah.For each loaf.
要把饼摆列两行或者是两摞，明行6个，在耶和华面前金金的桌子上。
Arrange them in 2 stacks, 6 in each stack, on the table of pure gold before the Lord.
又要把净烛香放在明行饼上，作为纪念，就是作为火祭献给耶和华。
By each stack, put some pure incense as a memorial portion to represent the bird and to be a food offering presented to the Lord.
每安息日要常摆在耶和华面前，作为以色列人做永远的约。
This bread is to be set out before the Lord regularly, Sabbath after Sabbath, on behalf of the Israelites, as a lasting covenant.
这饼是要给亚伦和他子孙的，他们要在圣处吃，被永远的定力，因为在献给耶和华的火祭中是至圣的。
It belongs to Aaron and his sons who are to eat it in the sanctuary area because it is the most holy part of the perpetual share of the food offerings presented to the Lord.
那这个这段经文里面呢，前面四节简直是金灯台，我们上次已经讲了。
So here in this verse, the first few parts, it talks about the lampstand, which we talked about last week.
那后面五节呢，就讲到了这个桌子上摆的东西。
And the last five verses talk about the table and what's on the table.
那第一个呢，就摆十二个饼。我们回到那张图，就是它有十二个饼。
So the first thing is there are 12 loaves of bread.
那除了这十二个饼之外呢，其实它还有一个奠酒的盛酒的一个瓶子和杯子。
So besides the bread, there's also a pitcher for wine and also glasses for them.
中文老的是叫做什么爵，对吧？我现在不太对，就是一个这样一个东西啊，就是说啊，还有杯子，那就酒，有酒在上面。
So it's like a pitcher with glasses and with alcohol.
还有呢，这个饼的上面有两个什么东西
？And what's on top of the bread?
讲到什么呢？要把净乳香放在明行饼上作为纪念。就是作为火祭的，献给耶和华第七节。
It says by each stack you put some pure incense as a memorial for the Lord.
就是这里面呢，点的是乳香。
So on those things, it has incense.
那你如果直接读这个经文，没有这个图画的话呢，这个有很多想象的空间。有人就觉得这个乳香呢是和在面里面，看起来也没有说就是要放在。把净乳香放在明行饼上，或者放在饼上面，对吧
？Yeah. So when you read this another picture, it's open to a lot of imagination. Some people might think the incense is like inside of the bread.
但是乳香放在饼里面呢，吃起来很难吃。
Incense in the bread.
就是祭司的话，吃起来可能很
痛苦。So yeah, the priest will not have a good time eating it.
那其实第七节的后面讲的呢，就是作为火祭献给耶和华，其实它是烧的。
Yeah, and then so it says in verse 7, it is to be burnt for the.
所以呢，每一摞这个两摞饼呢，也可能是两行啊，就是十二个这样摆开的，六个六个这样摆开，也可能这样摞着。因为这个原文里面的翻译的时候，这样也是一行，这样也是一行，不知道是哪样一行，没有图画的，是吧？基本上来说呢，可能两摞比较好服侍。
Yeah, okay. And also, like in terms of the 12 loaves, we don't know exactly how they're set up. It could be like sitting on one side, sitting on the other side. They could be, I don't know, stacked on each other. But perhaps one set on each side is easier to serve.
那为什么是两行呢？我没有什么启示，别人也没有什么特别的启示。今天我也不能乱讲。
And so why is it two rows? Well, I don't know. I don't have a special revelation on that, so we're not going to talk about that.
但是呢，十二我们刚上次讲了，就是十二是一个人受祝福王权的一个数字，就是十二。
But 12, last time we talked about, it is the number that represents when people are being completely blessed.
所以我们讲到呢，以色列有十二个儿子。
And so when we talked about the Israel had 12 sons.
所以呢，你如果受祝福，不受祝福，你如果有十二个儿子，就才受祝福。
So if you have 12 sons, you are blessed.
我们原来我在蒙堂聚会的时候，有一个犹太人，他就有十二个孩子。他们每次聚会的时候开一个小 bus。
So when I was at the church before, there was a Jewish man. He had 12 children, and every time they came to service, they would drive a mini bus.
后来有没有生不知道，因为他们相信。孩子是神的祝福，犹太人，但是呢，他是信主的犹太人。
We don't know if they have children later, but they believe that children are a blessing from God.
他的孩子呢是真受祝福，每一个都多才多艺，都很聪明，
yeah,
大的带小的，真的是都能干。
His children are were very blessed, and they all have lots of gifts and talents, and taking care of each other.
所以这个。就给我们增加了很多的信心。当时呢，我们不知道要生几个孩子。
So at that time, it gave us a lot of faith because we didn't know how many children we should have.
我们见过就是生一个也怕的人，生两个也怕的人。那他们生十二个，所以我们生三个就没问题。
So you see people who you know, are afraid of just having one child or two children, but they have 12, so we're okay.
所以呢，就是说这个十二这个字啊，我们回到这个正题，就是十二是一个非常特别的数字啊，在这个圣经里面。
So, yeah, the number 12 is very important in the Bible.
在这个启示录二十一章里面呢，讲到这个，今天我们不放了，就是说那生命河有个生命树啊，上面借着这个十二种。
And yeah, like in the Revelations, which we won't look at today, it mentions that there is a tree of life that has 12 fruits.
所以十二是一个神给人的祝福里面一个王权的一个数字。
So 12 is the number that represents the wholeness of God's blessing.
所以今天呢，这个十二个饼呢，代表神的祝福的一个王权。
So today, this 12 loaves represents the wholeness of God's blessings.
我上次也讲了，就是说金灯台呢，代表是我们这个光要发出去。
So before last time I mentioned the lampstand is about the light that we have to emit.
这个桌子上的呢，代表我们要示进来，先要我们来炼我们自己。
And then this table and stuff on it is about stuff that we have to consume, that we have to feed ourselves with.
我上次也讲了，就是说这个阴和阳啊，阴代表一个后世的，先要预备我们自己啊，后世的一个。继续，这就叫做阴。
So some talks about yin and yang, and yin is like the stuff that we have to first do to prepare ourselves.
所以你看中医的时候，人家说是在好多时候有滋阴，你是需要滋阴，你不能壮阳，壮阳会撞出问题的。
So, sometimes when you see a Chinese doctor, they say you have to
look after your
yin.
我也讲了，这阴呢，从物理学上讲，代表那个 potential。那个势能啊，势能的一个聚集继续。
And I talked about earlier that yin is like in terms of physics, the potential energy.
阳呢代表一种动能，出去要做事情。
And yang is like the like an action, like a kinetic, the kinetic energy.
那这个桌子上的一切呢，就是神要喂养我们。
So everything on this table is God wanting to feed us.
当然最主要的是这个饼，你看到的是饼。
And the main thing you see here is the bread.
那饼就是要吃到我们里面。
And the bread is for us.
但是一个人活着也不单靠饼，对吧
？But when we live not only by bread, right?
那为什么要有乳香呢
？So why do we need incense?
乳香代表祈祷。
Incense represents prayer.
任何时候，我们的生命在长进吃的过程，不管是查经啊，或者是我们生活里面呢，跟神的这样一个。交流活泼的一个关系是非常重要的，祈祷本身就在喂养我。
So when we are growing in our spiritual life, whether it's you know reading the Bible or whatever, prayer is the most important.
这个酒呢代表什么
？And what does this wine represent?
代表主耶稣的血。
It represents the blood of Jesus.
那这些就是说我们再次看到这个呢，这个是一个圣餐，其实就是一个圣餐的一个。今天我们要领圣餐呢，就是圣餐。
So when we look at this again in another light, it's basically communion.
就说在圣殿里面呢，就预表了耶稣来，就把这个圣餐的仪式留下来，就是主耶稣的身体摆开，就是他的代表这个饼摆开，要喂养我们，他的流的血要来给我们生命。
So in the tabernacle, this setup is representing Jesus coming to die for his sins and the
blood. 他的祈祷也在喂养着我们。
And his prayer is also to feed us.
我们讲这些概念的时候呢，大家一定要领受，要在心里面去信。主耶稣圣经里面讲的，今天坐在父神的右边为我们在祈祷，明白吧
？So when you hear this these concepts, open your heart to believe.It says in the Bible that Jesus is sitting on the right hand side of God to pray for us.
他在喂养着我们。
He is feeding us.
记得没有？他在上十字架之前，他给彼得讲，他说：“撒旦先要塞你，先塞麦子一样要得着你。但是我一定为你祈祷，以至于你不会完全跌倒。你回过头来要兼顾你的弟兄。”
Like when Jesus was about to go to the cross, he told Peter that.Well, Satan is here to try to sift you out like a chaff, but that I'm going to continue to pray for you so that you will be able to stand firm.
所以祈祷本身就是在喂养。
So praying is, in essence, feeding.
其实也很有意思啊，这个祈祷呢，就是这个如香的那种香，它是一种气体，上到神的面前。
And so in terms of prayer, the incense, it's like a smoke, it's a gas that arises.
那你就发现这个饼呢是固体的。
And then you can see that the bread is a solid form.
那酒呢是液体的。
And then the wine is in liquid form.
这样计算，你说这个物理学在下解圣经啊，这是气体、固体、这个液体。那神就是说让全范围的任何一种形态。不同的心态要来利用我们。
So we say this is a physicist trying to interpret the Bible, but God is saying that He's using all forms, liquid, solid, gas to feed us.
其实我们人活着呢，我们的呼吸重要不重要
？Yeah. So while as humans, is breathing important to us?
这非常重要。
Of course, it's important.
虽然你看不见，对不对？你的呼吸。
See your breath.
其实好多时候圣经里面把祈祷。呼吸，比喻呼吸。
And so in the Bible, it often represents prayer using breath.
所以呢，你要成为一个真正的基督徒呢，你祷告是一种呼吸，也天天都在做，所以要常常祷告，不住的祷告。
So if you want to be a true Christian, you got to pray because I'll keep praying, continually praying because it's just like breathing.
那气如果断了，你吃饼也没用的。
So if your breath is no more, then there's no point. You can't eat anymore.
那弟兄姐妹，我跟你讲啊，就是好多人跟神没有关系，他读圣经读出很多乱七八糟的东西。我有很多的这个过去收集很多的资料，非常可怕的。他必须是一个祈祷的人，才能读圣经读出正确的东西来。喂养自己的话，就是他消化才是正确。
Lots of people who don't pray and they try to interpret the Bible, they interpret all kinds of weird things and wrong things. So it's very important to pray.
那这个血液留在里面呢？那就是我们的血液代表生命，真正的生命在血里面。
And then the blood that's flowing through our body represents true lifeblood.
但是没有肉不行。
But without flesh,
那整个的身体靠肉来撑起来。
Because your body needs your flesh to support.
当然，这个讲的这个 flesh 也是包括整个的身体啊，要把它来撑起来。
And the flesh includes like you know all the whole entire structure of the body.
那这个启示呢是非常非常的重要，这就是说耶稣基督的这个十字架上赐下来的一切，这是非常的重要。就在喂养我们。
This type of revelation is talking about everything that Jesus is going to do on the cross to feed us.
或者说呢，今天我们的圣餐也是非常的重要。
And so this communion we can say is also very important.
那有些这个传统呢，特别注重圣餐。
And so some traditions they really emphasize the communion.
就说这个圣餐呢，就说其实圣经里面呢，那个时候他们聚集的时候啊，就说。如果不是天天领的话呢，每个星期都在领圣餐。
And so, lots of times, if it's not every in the Bible, lots of times if they did.
Early church.
The early church, if they weren't taking communion every day, it's like every week at least.
当然不是说是这是形式，而是说当我们在领的时候，我们每次提醒，每次真实的靠着信心呢，就是在吃喝耶稣。
It's not just a ritual, but it's when you do it, you are truly relying on Jesus.
那这个启示重要到什么程度呢？在更早的时候就有启示。
So how important is this revelation?
我们看看创世纪十四章十七到二十四节。
The revelation is very early in Genesis, Genesis 14.
那么创世纪呢，就是关于创世的事情，对吧？
Genesis is about, you know, creation, right?
创世的时候，圣经里面讲呢，就说耶稣基督是在创世以前，神就为我们预备。
It says that even before creation, Jesus has been prepared for us.
那我们要读一段圣经。
So let's read the Bible.
你发现非常非常的奇妙。
You can see it's very amazing.
这些东西都写在里面，关于耶稣基督的一个预表。
Everything that points to the coming of Christ has been written.
我要先讲这段圣经的背景。
And I'll talk a bit about the background of this verse.
当时呢，就是这个亚伯拉罕住的那个地方，就是现在的以色列那块地方呢，他们有好多小国家。
So back then, when Abraham where he was living, there were a lot of small countries there.
但是呢，当时就有东边的五个大国。 就是其实现在就是是伊朗、伊拉克、叙利亚那边有五个大国就打过来，就是糟蹋他。
So at that time, five nations from the east, which is like modern day Syria, Iran, Iraq, they came and attacked.
但是呢，亚伯拉罕的侄子呢就跟亚伯拉罕分开，住在了索多玛。索多玛是一个很富饶的地方，约旦河平原绿油油的，非常富饶。他就迁居到那边去住在那。他呢就被这个五个王呢就给抓走。
And so at that time, Abraham's nephew was not living with him. He was living in Sodom, that place. And at that time, the five kings of those five kingdoms kidnapped him.
这五个王来带着军队来呢，把这个迦南地那边，当时有四个小王啊，小国家，把他们的所有的好的东西、粮食都拿走了，把人也夺走。那罗德就被夺走。
So those five kings they came over to plunder all the other kingdoms' things, and they took all the things, good things, and also the people.
那亚伯拉罕一听见他的侄子被抓走以后呢，他就招聚他的318个壮丁，还有呢迦南地的三个朋友，就追，一直追到这个往东面去追啊，追就把这个东西都给夺回了。追到哪里呢？追到大马士，就是现在的大马士革。
And so,
现在大马士革这个城市就是几千年这个名字没改过，就是大马士。
And so when Abraham heard that his nephew has been taken captive, he and his 318 people and some of his friends from Canaan went to chase them down all the way to Damascus, which is the same name from before as it is now today. This name has been made the same.
亚伯拉罕带着318个人，还有他的三个朋友呢。把所有的东西敌人夺去的都给夺回了，这四个小国家的东西都给他夺回来，不说把罗德也给他拿回来夺回来。
So Abraham and his 318 people and his three friends went to retrieved everything that was taken away from them, including all of the goods from the four countries and his nephew Lot.
下面是我要讲的重点，就是下面发生了什么事情呢？就是跟这个刚才我们这个桌子上的东西很有关系，跟耶稣基督很有关系。
And so the part after that is what I want to talk about today, which has a lot to do with the table that we talked about.
十七节到二十四节，这是十四章。
And so from chapter 14, Genesis 14, verse 17.
创世纪。亚伯拉罕、撒拜及大老马和与他同盟的王回来的时候，索多玛王出来在撒维谷迎接他。撒维谷就是王谷。
After Abram returned from defeating Kedorlaomer and the kings allied with him, the king of Sodom came out to meet him in the valley of Shai, that is the king's valley.
又有撒人王麦吉喜德带着饼和酒出来迎接，他是至高圣的祭司。
Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was priest of God's Most High, and he blessed Abraham.
他为亚伯拉罕祝福说：“愿天地的主至高的神赐福于亚伯拉罕。”
And he blessed Abraham, saying, "Blessed be Abram by God Most High, Creator and Creator of heaven and earth."
二十节讲到，至高的神把神交在你手里，是应当称颂的。
And praise to be God Most High, who delivered your enemies into your hand.
亚伯拉罕就把所得的拿出十分之一来给麦基洗德。
Then Abram gave him a tenth of everything.
索多玛王对亚伯拉罕说：“你把人口给我，财物你自己拿去吧。”
The king of Sodom said to Abram, "Give me the people and keep the goods for yourself."
亚伯拉罕对索多玛王说：“我已经向天地的主至高的神耶和华起誓。”
But Abram said to the king of Sodom, "With raised hand, I have sworn an oath to the Lord God Most High, Creator of heaven and earth."
凡是你的东西，就是一根线、一根鞋带，我都不拿，免得你说。我是亚伯拉罕父祖。
That I will accept nothing belonging to you, not even a thread or the strap of a sandal, so that you will never be able to say, "I made Abram rich."
只有仆人所赐的，并与我同行的亚奈、伊斯格、孟里所应得的份，可以任凭他们拿去。
I will accept nothing but what my men have eaten and the share that belongs to the men who went with me to Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre.
那这是一个小小的故事。
This is a small story.
但是我们知道圣经里面没有哪一句话是随便写在那里。
But But we know that in the Bible, there's nothing that's been written there randomly.
那都是神的话。
It's all God's word.
你就发现呢，这里有几个王就出来迎接亚伯拉罕，因为他为他们打了胜仗，你知道吗？
And so you see here we have some kings that came to receive Abraham because he won the war, the victory.
那时候亚伯拉罕呢还不叫亚伯拉罕，叫做亚伯朗。
And that time Abraham was called Abram.
后来呢神就给他改名。
Then later God changed his name.
等一会我讲呢就是他为什么改名也跟这个现在所做的事情很有关系。
And later I'll tell you why he changed his name. It actually has a lot to do with what he's doing now.
你知道这个亚伯拉罕是神所拣选的一个人，对吧？他非常的顺服神。现在我们所立的，包括新约呢，也是因亚伯拉罕而来的。大家记得，就是保罗呢，使徒保罗一直在罗马书、加拉太书呢，就在辩护说，我们不是在律法里面，我们是在亚伯拉罕的约里面。这个要比律法要早。
所以
亚伯拉罕非常的重要。
So Abraham is very important because we are not in the time of the law, we are in the time of Abraham, which is before the law.
这里也发生是什么事情呢？这几个两个王呢，这里提到一个是撒冷王，撒冷就是今天的耶路撒冷。
So we have here two kings. One of them is King Salem, which is modern day Jerusalem.
另一个呢是索多玛王。
The other one is Sodom, King of Sodom.
索多玛呢，现在就在约旦河死海旁边东部的一个平原最富饶的那块地方。
And so Sodom is like an area east of the Jordan River.
这个莫吉希特这个人很特别，他带着什么东西来迎接亚伯拉罕？
饼和酒。
他拿着饼和酒来。
Yeah, so this Melchizedek, king of Salem, what did he bring? He brought bread and wine to receive Abram.
Salem 是什么意思 ？Salem 就是 Shalom， 就是 Salem， 放在今天是平安的意思，平安。
So King of Salem, the Salem, it translates to Shalom, which means peace.
他就带着饼和酒出来迎接这个亚伯拉罕。
He brought out the bread and wine to receive Abraham.
如果我是亚伯拉罕的话，我给你提着头颅打的，你就带一瓶酒，带几个饼。
Wow, I fought all, you know, fought for you, and you only give me bread and wine.
这个亚伯拉罕也非常奇怪，对不对？他不但不但不觉得这个人给他的很少，对不对？而且他还把十分之一给献给他，奉献给他。
This guy Abraham is very odd. He not only didn't think, oh, that's such a small.Gift for what I've done, he also gave a tenth of everything he had to him.
This Abraham has some
is a little odd.
是不是？而且病得不轻哎。
He's like a little bit crazy in the head.
啊，基督徒别人看起来也有病，但是我们病的没有亚伯拉罕重。
Lots of people think Christians are crazy, but we don't have as we're not as crazy as him.
我们基督徒的话，至少这个，哎，你说这个索多玛嘛，索多玛是很富有的，但那这个方面，索多玛说你把所有的财物拿去，我们基督徒说哈利路亚，赞美主，把所有的财物都给我，应得的呀，我跟你打仗得了，这是神给我的，接着索多玛往祝福我，对不对？那亚伯拉罕呢，病得不轻，不要，索多玛嘛，你的东西一概不要，哎呦。
And then when the king of Sodom, he's so rich, he says to Abraham that he'll give Abraham everything. If we were Abraham, we would think, oh, that's great, wow, everything, all of the goods and stuff. But Abraham, he's a little crazy, so he said, no, I don't want any.
这个撒冷王呢，带一瓶酒，带两个饼，他就特别看重。
So king of Sodom bringing some bread and wine, Abraham really valued that.
把得来的十分之一。就给他。
So he gave one tenth of everything he got to him.
那这也是圣经里面第一次出现十一奉献。
And this is also the first time in the Bible that tithing appeared.
那究竟这个撒冷王为什么值得亚伯拉罕这样来尊重他
？So why is King of Salem so deserving of Abraham's respect?
这里说什么？十八节他是什么？至高神的祭司。
Yeah, Because here in verse 18, what does it say? Because he is priest of God Most High.
哦，这个他是做一个王，还做一个祭司，很有意思啊。没有多少的王是祭司，没有多少的祭司是王。他是小小的国家，又是王又是祭司。
This is very interesting. There's not many kings that are both kings and priests, or priests that are both priests and kings, right?
那亚伯拉罕就认得他。
And so Abraham recognizes him.
那他做了什么？
And what did he do?
他就带了饼和酒。
He brought wine and bread.
完了以后呢，做了一个祈祷。
And he did a prayer.
他的祈祷呢，不像我们牧师，我们牧师祷告很长，他的祈祷三秒钟。
His prayer is not very long, like you know, us pastors. His prayer is 3 seconds long.
愿全地的主至高的神赐福亚伯拉。
Blessed be Abram by God Most High, Creator of heaven and earth.
至高的神把敌人交在你手里是应当称颂的。
Praise to be God Most High who delivered your enemies into your hand.
完了。
That's it. Period.
完了亚伯拉然后就赶紧把十分之一给他。
And so afterwards, Abram just gave him a tenth of everything.
弟兄姐妹，就是他的这个亚伯拉罕知道他是这个他的这个祝福是非常重要的。
Because Abraham knows that since he's the priest of God Most High, his blessing is very important.
在圣经里面呢，这个摩基洗德也预表着耶稣基督的来临。
And so in the Bible, this Melchizedek, yeah, also represents Jesus's, you know,
大家有机会看看希伯来书第七章，特别讲到呢，就是说，耶稣是这个。摩基洗德等次的大祭司，不是亚伦的等次。亚伦只是为以色列人做的，这个摩基洗德呢，是为全人类做的。
So, it says in the Bible that Jesus is like a priest, a similar level of Melchizedek, not like Aaron, who's just for the people, priest of the people, but someone who's a priest of all people.
他怎么会拿着饼和酒呢？
So why does he come with wine and bread?
他怎么知道要拿着饼和酒呢？
How did he know to come with wine and bread?
他可能知道亚伯拉罕是吃素，但是给来的酒就可以了。亚伯拉罕也当然不是吃素的啊。
Well, maybe he thought that Abraham was a vegetarian, but of course he wasn't.
他至少可以带点金子银子吧。
Maybe he brings some gold and silver.
亚伯拉罕给他打了胜仗，对不对？
Since Abraham fought a victorious battle for him.
人带什么？这样的人，至高神他带什么呢？他是听神的，明白不明白？做神的祭司呢，你要明白跟神要有一个交代。
So when the priest of God comes to give something, then what does he give? He gives what God told him to give.
那这就是一个至高神的祭司，值得亚伯拉罕可信的，因为他是听神的，他不是听人的，不是按他自己的意思来做的。
And so this priest is trustworthy to Adam, Abram, because he listened to God to do this. It's not.
亚伯拉罕是一个什么样的人？他也是一个神拣选的，他也听神的。
And what kind of person is Abraham? He's also chosen by God. He also listens to God.
所以他知道这是神差派来祝福他。
So he knew that this is someone that God has sent to bless him.
他是至高神的祭司，他的祝福要比索多玛所有的钱财都重要的多。
And because he's the priest of God, his blessing is more worth more than all of the valuables of King of Sodom.
讲到这里，弟兄姐妹，这个十一奉献的事情呢，你们好好祷告，不要在这个上面呢犹豫不决。这个亚伯拉罕是一个启示啊，经道里面不是一个律法。但是今天呢，我们在这个金钱方面的使用啊，会决定我们敌基督来的时候会不会这个额上刻那个印记。
So speaking of this, I once again emphasize the importance of tithing, and to because.This is something that will predict whether, you know, when the Antichrist comes, whether we will put the mark.
大家读圣经的时候，启示里就那个时候呢，人不能买卖。
Because when you read Revelations, you know that at the end times, people can't buy or sell.
你如果头上不放那个印记
，If you don't have the mark of the beast,
这个什么东西有关？就是金钱嘛。
So what does it have to do with?
你今天如果我们的金钱，我们十分之一不知道，还犹豫不决的话。那时候全部的你要拿出来，你能够说我就毅然决然的放下，我不听你的。
So if today,
你能做吗
？If today you hesitate even to you know give one tenth of what you have, when that day comes, are you able to be willing to put down all.
那时候刻了兽的印记呢，是没有机会去天堂。
Yeah.
大家也非常清清楚楚。那
，Yeah. So if you, yeah, then will you be willing to risk, you know, losing all your money and by not putting on the beast of your head, the mark of beast on your head, you won't be able to get into heaven.
那据现在一些可靠的一些先知讲的，就是现在这个敌基督不仅仅在世上，已经撒旦在预备他。
And so according to some prophets, Antichrist is already being prepared by Satan.
那我希望这些先知都是假先知。
Well, I hope that these prophets are all false prophets.
我有时候希望我也是假先知。
I also hope that I am a false prophet.
希望我所看见的事情都不要发生。
And I hope that things that I see won't happen.
但是弟兄姐妹，他正在发生。
But brothers and sisters, it is currently happening.
现在呢，就是说，据很多先知的领受，就是现在，这个敌基督呢，大概50岁左右，50多岁。而且撒旦正在预备他，训练他，将来呢是一个非常有魅力的人，将来要来全世界的人都要听他。
And apparently, right now, according to the prophets, that the Antichrist is 50 years old, and he is being prepared by Satan to become a very charming person that all people on the earth want to listen to.
啊，我希望这些先知都是假先知。
I hope these prophets are all false.
但是我自己是一个在这个先知的事情上，从我信主第一天，我都非常。一直在训练我的分辨。
But for me, ever since the first day I became a Christian, I have been training myself to, in the discerning of the false and true prophets.
那所以我们今天呢，我们就像亚伯拉罕一样，我们要来训练，我们要听神的。
So today, let's also be like Abraham and train ourselves to listen to God.
那首先呢，我们要在神看得见的话语、听得明白的话语上要来听，就是要先吃这个饼。
So first of all, we need to obey on the things that are written that we can understand, to eat the bread.
那十一奉献是新约旧约都行。
And so tithing is something that's written in both the Old Testament.
那但是呢，我们不要因为就是说，今天呢，是我们活在恩典的时代，我们祷告主的时候呢，主会帮助我。
And now today we live in the period of grace, so when we pray, God will help us.
这个十一奉献不是说是。神需要这十分之一，也不是说，教会牧师一定需要这十分之一。
So this tithe, like one tenth, it's not like God, you know, really needs this one tenth, your one tenth, or the pastors of the church really need your one tenth.
而是这代表着我们跟神的关系到什么一个程度。
But it represents to what extent is our relationship with God.
那当然，今天你还没有信主的话，你不需要为这个东西来纠结，因为你想要认识主非常重要。主都不认识，你没有必要去奉献。
Yeah, well, if you haven't believed in God, then there's no need for you to do tithing because you have to first know, get to know God first.
但是知道我刚才讲的不是要大家惧怕，而是说呢，神要训练我们呢，要对我们这个至高的神的那个信心呢，要在那个地方。神要加强我们的信心。
What I'm saying is now is not to scare you, but for us to increase our faith and our trust in God.
你要知道，你要明白，撒旦是不能跟。神来相比拟的，要明白，不是说他一个敌黑暗的势力可以跟神来比拟，不是的，他是一个天使，他不是神。
You need to understand that Satan and God are on the same level. Right? This darkness and this light cannot be compared because
他也不是耶稣的对立面，
angel,
他也他的能力远远不能说是跟耶稣去匹配的，不 normal 不可能。
And his power is also incomparable to Jesus. Because
他所做的一切都是神所允许的范围之内做。
And so, because everything that he's doing is all within God's, God's.
但是呢，他的能力是非常真实的。
But his power is very real.
他的能力是远远超过人的能力。
And his power is a lot greater than human.
这个世界呢，是撒我们的先祖亚当呢卖给了他，所以他有权利在这里搞来搞去。
And this world has been sold by our ancestor Adam to Satan, so he has the power to do whatever.
所以佛教叫做就是三界呀，人跳不出的三界，苦海无边，因为人在他的这个掌管之下。除非耶稣基督拯救把你接起来，不然的话你就一直在他的下面被他玩弄。
Buddhism has a similar concept.
You are in that sea ocean, you will never come out. Ocean of curse. 那所以今天呢，你要知道，就是说， 我们不是要怕敌基督或者什么，而是说我们所信的是谁。
And so today we are not. It's not about being afraid of Antichrist, but knowing who we believe in.
我们信的是亚伯拉罕的神。
We believe in the God of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕，我大家回去仔细读亚伯拉罕。亚伯拉罕没有一块土地在那个地方。OK， 他是一个游牧民族，但你看神怎么样一步一步祝福他。
So go back and read about Abraham. He is somebody with no land, but he's a nomad. But you can see how God has blessed him every step of the way.
在这个前面十二章的时候，他怎么样在法老的地方，法老要折腾他，但是神怎么样借着法老祝福他。
So before this part, you could see in front of Pharaoh how he tries to give him a hard time, but then how God had saved him through that.
在这个地方，五个大国来打四个小国，亚伯拉罕带着318个壮丁就把他夺回来，这是哪来的事啊？这是他非常清楚是什么。
And here you can see that there's five large kingdoms to come and attack the four small kingdoms, and Abraham and his 300 something people came and got everything back. And so you can see who is this, whose work is this? It's all because of God.
你知道亚伯拉罕非常清楚这是神做的。
And so Abraham is very clear.
你知道这个摩西记的没有说他帮助好话。亚伯拉罕真棒啊！你怎么样？你应当怎么样啊？你应当得到很多的尊荣。No no no， 这个亚伯拉罕摩西记的有没有说他帮助好话？我跟你讲啊，我如果打仗打上去了，你一句好话都不说，我很生气啊。
And so this Mao Zedek, the king of Salem, did he say anything? Did he praise Abraham at all? Not a single praise. All the praise was to God. I mean, if I were Abraham and I went a big battle for you, I would be kind of angry that you didn't praise me.
你看，是我为你进食祷告，是我天天为你怎么样怎么样，是我怎么样怎么样，对吧？是我服侍什么的。
Well, I'm the one who prays for you. I'm the one who serves. I'm the one who do this, do that, right?
这个摩西西的一句好话，亚伯拉罕的好话都不说。
But this king of Salem, he didn't say a single word of praise to Abraham.
他说：“愿天地的主，至高的神赐福亚伯拉罕。”
He said, "May the God of Most High bless Abraham."
至高的神把敌人交在你手里是应当承受的。
And praise to be God Most High, who delivered the enemies to your hand.
他说是他把敌人交在你手里面，你就胜了。
也
没做什么。
The king said it's actually God who puts the enemies into your hand. That's why you won. You didn't do anything.
亚伯拉罕不但没有生气，而说对对对，就这样。哈利路亚。
He didn't get angry. He said this is exactly.
我都给你十分之一。
哈利路亚。
你是至高圣的地，为什么？因为亚伯拉罕也是一个祷告的人，明白吗？
And this happened because God, Abraham is also a man of prayer.
当我们信心在那里的时候，就知道这些事情会发生。可能也撒冷王摩西现在也在祷告说：“神啊，你来裁判三宝的，去把这些人都夺回来。”而且神答应了他的祷告，就裁判了亚伯拉罕。
And so, maybe you know, King of Salem was also a man of prayer, praying for God to come and save his people. And Abraham did come and save the people.
所以当这个胜利亚伯拉罕得胜的时候，对对对 对, 对，这个摩西西都说这是正常的。
And so when Abraham,
nothing surprising.
When Abraham came and won the battle, it was not surprising to Melchizedek at all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
好多人来到我的教会，我 I'm not surprised.
I'm
not surprised. 我一点也不吃惊，你来到我的教会。
Why lots of people come to?My church, I'm not surprised at all.
我也不觉得我有什么功劳。
And I don't think I have any.
但是我确实祷告过。Hallelujah.
I don't think it's to my credit at all, but I have prayed before, so.
所以亚伯拉罕呢，这些事情上他都按照神的心意去行。虽然摩西还没有写十亿奉献，他就知道要掏十奉献给这个摩西西的。
So Abraham, he even though it doesn't say about tithing yet, he just knew to give one tenth to Melchizedek.
但是呢，他说什么？这个索多玛王给他东西，他一点都不要，因为不荣耀神。
But he, what he said to about Sodom, he didn't want any of that stuff because it doesn't glorify God.
其实看起来也没有什么不荣耀神的，但是他知道索多玛王，后来索多玛被神毁灭，那个国家充满了罪恶，从上到下，所以他不要跟这个以色列。
He wasn't necessarily bad, like goods aren't necessarily bad, but he knew it wasn't. glorifying God's name. And indeed, later the kingdom of Sodom was destroyed by God because they were very evil.
所以这个财务的事情上，求神怜悯。
So in terms of our finances, may God have mercy on us.
那该不要的，千万不要要。
The stuff that we shouldn't take, let's not take it.
该给的，神让你给的，赶紧给。
And the stuff that we should give, let's quickly give.
因为我们将来的神呢，这亚伯拉罕的神，他要祝福我们的时候，这些事情都要发生在法老欺负亚伯拉罕的时候，亚伯拉把法老惩罚了以后，他出了埃及的时候，圣经里面讲的很简，他成了一个大富户。就是法老因为给了他很多钱嘛，法老也不能要回去，对不对？神就让他变成一个富人了嘛。
And so, the situation that happened before when Pharaoh gave him, you know, all the money and told him to get out of the land, he became a rich guy because, you know, he had all the stuff that Pharaoh gave him.
因为他信的是谁啊？是至高神。
Because what does he believe? He believes in the God of Most High.
每一次困难发生的时候，亚伯拉罕，神就祝福他。为什么他凭着信心得胜？
And every time trouble comes, God blesses Abraham. Why? Because he wins through faith.
那这个地方也是五个王，五个大国来打四个小国，那怎么得胜啊？
And so same thing here. When there's five big kingdoms to come attack four small kingdoms, well, how do you win?
明天你遇到一个困难，你发现就是五个大国打四个小国的事情。那个你读一下那些名字，那个伊朗那个大国就是现在的伊朗的前身。都是大国，尼尼微后来都是帝国，你这个索多玛什么以撒冷，就是当王之地，就这个五个国家加起来，以色列那个在地区的版图上就那么一点点，你算是老几？你看看那个伊朗的那个徒弟，伊拉克的徒弟，叙利亚的徒弟，对不对？那你算老几啊？对吧？
You can actually see on the modern map, like the landmass of Iran, Iraq, Syria added together, and then compared to that of Israel, like how much smaller is Israel?
亚伯拉罕这些事情上，每一步都心在神的心意里面。他得胜以后呢，那祝福就更大的祝福就来临。
So when he listens to God every step of the way, when he has the victory, the blessings come.
那后面呢，你就发现神给亚伯拉罕开始改名字，叫他做什么？亚伯拉罕，从亚伯拉罕改到万国之父。
And later, you see God changes his name from Abram to Abraham, which means the father of nations.
每一次他遇到一个大的困难，
every time
他借着神得胜，信心得胜以后，神就一个大的祝福给他。
So every time when he encounters a trouble and he becomes victorious through his faith in God, God will give him a big blessing.
我们要知道我们所信的是谁，敌基督算老几。
So we need to know who do we believe in? Who is the Antichrist then? Antichrist is much nothing in comparison.
你吃饭是不是一定要靠买卖？不能买卖你就不能吃饭吗？
Do you have to be able to buy and sell to eat?
我告诉你，我们现在的人很多都觉得是的。
And lots of us today will think yes, yeah, we do.
弟兄姐妹，你的神是谁？
But brothers and sisters, who is your God?
你以后要经历什么神迹？你不买卖照样吃饭。
Well,What are you going? Kind of miracles are you going to encounter in the future? You will be able to eat, even though you don't buy it.
因为我们的神一开始就没有创造金钱，他创造了天地的一切，他都要供给他的儿女。
Because in the beginning, God didn't make money. He made, everything else, and that other things he will bless us with.
以后的日子里，我们就要活在神迹里面。
So in the future, we will live in miracles.
创造天地的神跟你在一起，你有什么好怕的？
When the creator of heaven and earth is with you, what do you have to fear?
但是我们的信心要不断的加强。
But our faith will have to continuously increase.
那历史上呢，这个圣经张开就是好多不同信心程度的人。
And so, the Bible depicts a lot of people with varying degrees of faith.
有的人呢，就一点也不信。
Some people don't believe at all.
有的人呢，一开始信心很强，后来就没信心了。
Some people start with a faith, a strong faith, but slowly due to this.
有的人一开始信心很差，后来他的信心很强。
Some people start with little faith and grow to have strong faith.
这些勇才一般的见证人呢，在鼓励着我们，我们要真正的进入这个新约里面的恩典。
And so all these different types of people are here to encourage us that we need to.
那今天我们要知道，在这个启示里面最重要的这个 blessing。这个祝福呢，从这个至高神的祭司来的呢，饼和酒，还有一个祝福的祷告。
So we need to know that this blessing, greatest blessing comes from the bread and the prayer.
再放到那张图画，就是说这是基督的真正做的事情，就是给我们饼，给我们酒，加上他的祈祷。
And this is what is the important thing that Jesus has given us, which is the bread, the wine, and the prayer.
以后我们接受主耶稣这样的一个服侍，我们在喂养，让他来喂养我们。
And so when we receive this from the Lord, we're allowing Him to nourish us.
所以我们要看重圣餐。
So we need to place importance on the communion.
我们要更看重这个圣餐里面的精义，就是这个 spirit， 就是主的这个话语。
And we need to value the spirit of communion, which is God's word.
那里面有好多的圣经呢，我今天没有时间来讲。耶稣讲的，他说：“我是天上来的粮，生命的粮，你吃了是可以吃喝的。”
There's other verses that I won't depth about today, but in Jesus said, I am the bread of life. You can eat me. It's something you can eat and drink.
约翰福音第六章特别的讲，他说我是生命的粮。
John 6 says, especially, I am the bread of life.
他说我的肉是可吃的，我的血是可喝。
He says, my flesh can be eaten, my blood can be drank.
吃喝我的就有永生在你的里。
Those who eat and drink me will have eternal life.
所以今天他的这个血喝。这个宝血呢，不仅仅是为我们开了那叫救恩的门啊。
And so his precious blood is not only here to open the door for our salvation.
而且他也在喂养我。
He's also here to nourish.
大家要清楚，我们一切都是靠这个耶稣。
To remember, everything is relying on God.
他是道路，也是生命。
He is the way and the life.
他不仅仅是给我们开一条道路。
He's not only here to open the way for us.
我们看到那个圣殿里面那个门啊，都是。耶稣的宝血啊，进到神的面前，得到一切的恩惠，而且他本身就是我们的食粮。
And we see all the doors in the temple is run by Jesus' blood, and He is also our bread.
所以今天呢，就是我们第一个要在主的面前要来领受他的这个桌子上的这一切，天天都要来领受。
So the first thing we need to do is to receive everything that's on the table that He's given us.
完了以后呢，我们也要去服侍，让主在我们的里面去服侍我们周围的。
We need to have God within us to serve those around us.
你服侍最好给人的就是耶稣基督，他的肉、他的血、他的话语、他的宝血的赦免。
And the best thing
再加上祝福的祈祷。
And the best thing that you can give when you're serving is Jesus's blood, His body, as well as prayer.
其他的服侍也很重要，但是要围绕着这个中心。
And all the other kinds of service is also important, but it needs to revolve around this core.
那所以我们刚才讲到呢，这个祷告本身，这个 incense， 这个乳香是来也在喂养我们。
And so before we're talking about this incense, is also to nourish us.
这个饼呢，主要是代表基督的肉啊，这是在另一个地方讲到，就是说是神的话语。
And so this bread represents Jesus' flesh, which represents the word of God.
在约翰福音十五章特别的讲到，他说：“我在你们的里面，你们在我的里面。”也讲到我的话在你们的里面。
John 15 especially talks about I am in you, you are in me, my word is in you, your word is.
这个酒代表血，血人的生命在血里面。
And this wine represents blood, and blood represents our life.
也代表灵。
And represents our spirit.
感谢主，我们今天呢，我们回去要常常的来在主的面前呢，常常的想到，就是来领受主耶稣的生命在我们的里面。
So praise the Lord. Now in the future, we need to think about God's precious blood of life in our lives.
那我也建议你，你常常可以在主的面前来领圣餐，你的家人或者你自己。
And I also recommend you can often take communion on your own time, by yourself or with your family.
这里有好多，我听过好多的见证，他们在常常开始领圣餐的时候，好多疾病开始离开他。
And I've heard a lot of testimonies where when people are taking communion, they experience a lot of healing and miracles.
那下面呢，我们就成为这样一个生命的一个服侍啊，接受耶稣，完了以后再把耶稣借着我们分出去。
And so we talk about.Serving using our life.
那今天呢，我们要小心我们的灵啊，我们在吃什么，进到我们里面的是什么。
So today we need to be aware of our spirit, what we consume, what is nourishing us.
他们心理学上有一句话叫做 garbage in, garbage out.
是个心理学的话吗？
I don't know. Maybe.
There is a saying,
I heard from some.
There is a saying that garbage in, garbage out.
我们成天来大手机里面看好多的东西啊，小心。
Yeah, so,
我们的灵魂是被谁来喂养的？
You know, what we're looking at on our phones all day, we have to be careful because what is nourishing our spirit?
唯有主的话语。
Only God's word.
那个饼。
The bread.
圣经上讲的要每一个主日，每一个这个安息日都要晃了以后，再摆上新的。完了呢，祭司就要吃这个饼，要吃这个饼。
So this bread is like every week they will change it, and the priest will have to eat this bread.
所以我们要来真正的来吃喝主。
So let's really eat and drink Jesus Christ.
时间真的不多了。
There is not.
我们要来好好的预备我们。
So we need to prepare ourselves.
让我们的里面呢有神的这个生命在我们里面的时候，我们就可以像那个金灯台一样发光。
So that when we have the life of Jesus in us, we can emit light just like the lampstand.
Hallelujah, 我们祷告。
Okay, let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢主，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
主啊，你借着圣子这个创世纪就开始启示这个饼和杯子多么的重要。
Even since Genesis, you have been prophesizing how important this bread and wine is.
从祭司来的，从神来的祝福多么的重要，话语的祝福多么重要。
And how important the blessing from the priest and the word of God is.
主啊，是的，主，我们感谢你，赞美。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
因为你一直在预备我们的救恩。
Because you have been continuously preparing our salvation.
主啊，你把亚伯拉罕的信心又坐在我们的里面。
And you put Abraham's faith in us.
主啊，在我们各样的事情上能够认得，主啊，那是从主而来的。
So that in all things we can recognize that this is from the Lord.
每一次的试炼，每一次任何的东西来临的时候，我们要要来吃喝耶稣。
All the trials and the things we encounter, may we eat and drink Jesus.
主啊，是的，主，让我们的生命越来越像耶稣。
May our lives be more and more like Christ.
成为一个真正的祭司。
To become real priests.
主啊，是的，主，我们感谢你，主啊。是的，主，你的赏赐，主啊，我们的赏赐也都在你那里。
Lord, we thank you, and all of our blessings are from you.
主啊，这个服侍金灯台，服侍橙色饼，他就吃这个橙色饼。
And so those who serve, we will eat the bread.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你。今天我们特别的借着圣餐来再次的来纪念你。
And today we once again use this communion to.
主啊，是的，主，这是你的宝血。
This is your blood.
哎呀，这是你的身体。
This is your flesh.
主啊，我们就感谢你，赞美。
So we thank you and praise you.
我们也唱一首歌来对这个信息有一些回应。
And so let's sing a song to reflect on the message today.
完了以后呢，我们就来领圣餐，或者我们先领以后呢，唱完这个歌，我们就来再吃，好吧
？Okay, actually, let's take communion first, and then we'll sing the song, and then we will take the communion as we sing the song.
Hallelujah, Hallelujah, 主，我们感谢你。
Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you.
在你被卖的那一夜，你举起杯来。
On the night you were betrayed, you lifted up your cup.
说这是我为和你们立约的血，为多人流出来，是罪得赦。
This is the cup that I have bled for all of the world, so that sins can be forgiven.
又拿起饼来说。
And he has taken up the bread and said,
这是我的身体，为你们掰开。
This is my body, which I have split open for you.
主啊，是的，主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你，因着你的身体掰开，主啊，使得主我们有了新的生命。
And thank you that because your body has been split open for us, we can have new life.
我们和神的关系和父神的关系得到了一致。
Our relationship with others and with you can have a healing.
主啊，是的，主，谢谢因你的宝血，我们的罪得以赦免。
And Lord, we thank you because of your blood, our sins have been forgiven.
我们再次的相信，说我们相信你一切的话语。
We once again believe, we believe in all of your word.
主啊，是的，今天我们就再次来借着这个圣餐，我们有了吃喝你的生命。
And we today once again use this communion to eat and drink your life.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.